I'm Phil Neve for WRCO Sports. This weekend marks the beginning of the high school football regular season schedule for 11-player football. The Richland Center Hornets, after a scrimmage last weekend in lacrosse, will take on Toma at Toma. Also kicking off this Friday night at 7, it will be Reedsburg taking on River Valley at River Valley. It will be Ithaca doing battle. They'll be at Riverdale on this Friday night. That'll be our featured game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com as we go back to a game of the week this fall. And the first one is a good local non-conference matchup between the Bulldogs and the Chieftains. Church League softball is down to its semifinal game tonight. It was rained out last Thursday night. St. Mary's will play Church of the Nazarene tonight at 7:30. The Mission will umpire. The Mission waits in the wings after they advanced to the title game last week. The tournament championship game is slated for 7 o'clock on Tuesday night at Richland Center's Crosscup Park East Diamond. And we'll have the call on WRCO Radio. In hometown and baseball matchups, in the first round of the round robin yesterday, Sauk Prairie got the win against Evansville 3-1. Verona over Sun Prairie 10-1, the final score. The next round of round robin action is this next Sunday, and Sauk Prairie will play at Sun Prairie, Verona at Evansville. Middleton was a winner against Blanchardville in a makeup night league game yesterday, and tonight Dodgeville plays at Jefferson in another makeup night league game. Well, Colin Ray and two relievers blanked the Cleveland Guardians on two hits in Sunday's 2-0 shutout at American Family Field. That completed a sweep of the three-game weekend series, boosting the Brewers to 20 games over 500 and gave the team the biggest division lead in Major League Baseball at 11 games. Ray had a no-hitter with two outs in the sixth inning while earning his 11th win. He completed seven shutout innings, giving up just two hits and no walks in the game.
We're playing relaxed. You know, those are both obviously really good teams. So for us to come out with five wins there is huge. But again, we kind of just move on and get ready for this next series and take that next series a game at a time and see where we're at.
Manager Pat Murphy remarked about the two small franchises leading baseball these days, Cleveland and Milwaukee.
That's what this whole thing's about. You know, like when you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. And that's pleasurable to see, you know, these guys then find an identity and find a way to be successful. And it's a beautiful thing. Well, what else can you ask for? It's special. They know who they are. They know where they came from. And they're just there to do their job as a teammate. Do anything you ask in any role.
Brewer manager Pat Murphy. His team will have the day off today. They'll begin a series in St. Louis on Tuesday. The Brewers have the biggest division lead in baseball right now, leading the Cardinals by 11 games. In other action from yesterday in the majors, it was a loss for the Cardinals as they fell in their game by a final score of 2-1 to the Dodgers, Colorado 3-2 over San Diego, and it was Washington 6-4 over Philadelphia. Miami edged the Mets 3-2. In the American League, Houston 2, the White Sox 0, Baltimore 4, Boston 2, Texas 6-5 over Minnesota, Detroit 3, and the Yankees 2. Interleague baseball, Milwaukee 2-0 over Cleveland led the way. Also, it was Kansas City 8-1 over Cincinnati. Seattle 10, Pittsburgh 3. Toronto edged the Cubs 1-0. Tampa Bay 8, Arizona 7. Atlanta 3-1 over the Angels. San Francisco 4-2 winners against Oakland. The offense was missing, but so were Packers starters as Green Bay lost its second preseason game 27-2 at Denver. Packer backup quarterbacks Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt combined for just 95 yards passing. Green Bay produced just 168 yards of offense and failed all three times it went for it on fourth down. The only points were scored in the final minute of the third period when defensive lineman Zach Morton tackled the Broncos quarterback in the end zone for a safety. As far as the loss, here is Coach Matt LaFleur.
I was hoping that our guys would come out with more strain, effort, grit after kind of getting humbled the other day in practice, and then to have it happen again, not where we want to be. And I think it's a good lesson for our guys in terms of it doesn't matter who's out there. If you don't put your best foot forward each and every time you go out on that field, these things happen to you.
LaFleur says it is a work in progress.
I thought there was more resiliency, more fight in the second half, especially defensively. There were some good moments. Certainly getting that interception, safety. There was a couple, I want to say, three and outs. And then there was a lot of, I think the defense was in some tough situations with some of those sudden changes where the field position is flipped and we're backed up.
The Packers wrap up the preseason coming up Saturday at home when the Baltimore Ravens visit Lambeau Field. One other preseason game yesterday in football, San Francisco 16 and New Orleans 10. Kelsey Mitchell scored 27 points, Caitlin Clark added 23 and 9 assists, and Lexi Hall scored 12 of her career-high 22 in the fourth quarter Sunday to help the Indiana Fever beat the Seattle Storm 92-75. With 232 assists so far this season, Clark broke the previous WNBA rookie record of 224. One of the biggest problems for the Badgers during their last season, it was a 7-6 performance, was lack of depth. Too many starting players were on the field for too many snaps. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell says the 13 days of practice at UW-Platteville helped the coaches find the 65 players who can be trusted. There has to be somebody behind the starter who doesn't offer a steep drop-off. The coaches have a better idea about that as work continues for the Badgers as they prepare for the August 30th opener. Yesterday was a special day in Milwaukee as we look back to baseball for a moment. The Brewers honored one of their, if not the greatest Brewer to ever wear the uniform. It's been 50 years since the debut season of Hall of Famer Robin Yount. He was on hand and received a tremendous standing ovation when he threw out the first pitch yesterday. He, along with former owner Bud Selig, held a news conference, and we share part of that with you today on Sports, courtesy of the Brewer Radio Network. Robin Yount talking about when he found out from manager Del Crandall that he was going to be a starter in his rookie year at just 18 years old.
I got on the bus, and Del was sitting in the first seat where the manager always does on the bus, seat open next to him, and my heart dropped because the manager's always the last guy on the bus. And I thought initially, oh my God, I'm late. It's not a good thing for an 18-year-old kid to be late to the bus. But I thought that's what happened. That's why he was already there, but it wasn't. I looked further back in the bus, and there was only two or three guys on the bus, so I wasn't late. But he asked me to sit down next to him. And I figured, I know what this means. The manager's going to tell you where you're going to end up going. And so, kid, sit down here. Had a nice spring. We're going to send you to A-ball, and hopefully we'll see you again one day. That's kind of what I was expecting, but it didn't go that way. He said, I want to tell you, you're my opening day shortstop on, I'll say, Tuesday, which was, say, a week from what this date was in Milwaukee. And I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. And I thought, honestly, there could be a chance for that to happen because I was there way longer in spring training than normal for a guy that was going to be sent out to A-ball. You don't stay in spring training that long. So now I'm thinking, man, is there a chance they might keep me? So I get the word, yeah, we're keeping you. But the thing that was the biggest challenge for me, this is the way he put it. Listen, we don't care what you hit. If you get some hits here and there, that'll be great. All your offense is a bonus. All we want you to do, make the plays. Catch the ball, throw them out, play good defense. And if he knew what was going through my mind, and my heart was now really pounding, the lack of confidence I had in my defense, and I always knew I could hit, I'm going, man, he just put me in a rough seat. Because they expected defense, and I wasn't sure I could play Major League defense. And I proved that I couldn't within the first couple of years. But I always knew I could hit. So I always took a lot of pride over the course of my career that I figured out how to be a better defensive player. And I was just a young, wild, scatter-armed, 50-50, catch it if you do, you don't, who knows. But like I said, I always thought I could hit at the major league level. So I felt a little bit of pressure to play. The part of the game they wanted me to play was the thing I had the least confidence in. So that's my story on when it all started.
Robin Yount reflecting on 50 years ago, his debut season. He went on to become a Hall of Famer with the Milwaukee Brewers, who feature that courtesy of the Brewer Radio Network today. And I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports.